The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Deceptively attractive, common flowers and plants can give you headaches, cause convulsions, or even kill you. Most plants are safe, but here are some you need to know about. They might be in your own yard or even in the house. Narcissus, for instance. These cheerful yellow and white harbingers of spring are actually mildly toxic if the bulbs are eaten in large quantities, and some people confuse them for onions. Rhododendrons and azalea bushes, with their bell-shaped flowers, look great in the yard come springtime, but the leaves are toxic, and so is the honey made from their flower nectar. Headaches, weak muscles, and dim vision could follow. Foxglove is a magical-looking plant that grows to 3 feet tall with drooping purple, pink, or white flowers, sometimes dotted inside, along a central stalk. Its Latin name, though, is digitalis, which might sound familiar. Leaves from the plant are a commercial source for the heart drug digitalis. If you eat any part of these plants in the wild, you too will likely have heart problems after a spell of nausea, vomiting, cramps, diarrhea, and a pain in the mouth. So watch what you eat.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.